Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
From the 1047 studios, Toast and Jam is back for another weekly episode. I think I'm going to make it.
Yikes.
Yeah, watch out. I'm Tim Oast. You can call me Toast. I'm Toast, all right. And here's my sidekick, Paul McDonald. You can call him Jam.
Oh, yeah. Am I going to have to carry this show?
You might have to. For some odd reason, you know, I'm getting back into radio, and what do? I lose my voice.
You're nervous.
I know. Our weekly podcast can be heard through a number of options. Paul, could you tell us?
Spotify, Apple Podcast, of course, toastandjam.com. And again, when you go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. We do appreciate all of you that have subscribed so far.
Thank you.
And so if you're enjoying what you're listening to, which I'm sure you are, let's go ahead and be a subscriber as well.
Thank you very much. Yes, yeah. And again, a big thank you to our executive producer, Eric Kringley. Thank you, Eric. What's he doing?
Oh, no, they're done. The regular season, I think, is done now for him watching tennis. At least he's hoping Concordia can get into the postseason.
They had a pretty good year, though, right?
For them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's recap some of the things going on. First of all, Valley City High School.
Mm-hmm. Sports, and of course, the spring sports getting going here, and as we talk here on this Tuesday, softball, they have their home opener against West Fargo Cheyenne. That'll be going on here on Tuesday, and then the baseball team, they were originally supposed to be at home. The game got moved to Grand Forks, and it's raining up there right now.
Yeah, they were going to get more rain.
They were supposed to get more, so they had to move it because they didn't have enough umpires. Couldn't find an umpire, so...
Really?
They had to move it up to Grand Forks. They are scheduled to play at Kraft Field. But, again, it was getting hit pretty hard this morning with rain, so we'll have to see.
Did you get a call to put that umpire uniform on?
I have not umped in about 19 years, and I don't plan on going back. After that first foul ball that hit me in the shoulder, done. I'm done.
Could have been worse.
It could have been a lot worse because I had a chest protector, but that's it. That's all I had.
Yeah.
Track and field, they've got a couple of outdoor meets already in the books, and boy, they're getting some state qualifiers. Morgan Larson, boy, this kid is flying. She's now a state qualifier in the 100 and the 200. Mm. She's also part of a 4x1 and a 4x2 state qualifying relay team.
Where'd she come from?
Yeah. A wrestler.
Okay.
And, of course, also on the track, again, other state qualifiers, Lainey Bacalar in the long jump, Dylan Hunt in the shot put, Maddie Wendell in the pole vault. And also the boys, 4x100 now. But it's early on in the outdoor season. They are going to be in Valley City on Thursday for a meet. Thursday, April 24th, it is the Valley City State University High School Open over at Lockin Stadium. And a junior high meet supposed to be going on today. Baseball again, they're still looking for that first W. And they'll be taking on, Grand Forks Red River, weather permitting tonight. Softball, they're 1-2 again. They've got Cheyenne here on Tuesday. And tennis, they're down in Wahpeton looking for their first win of the season. The girls' tennis team taking on Wahpeton.
Paul, you got to help me here. Do they have the three divisions in baseball yet?
No. Because they will probably, I don't think that will ever go to three.
Okay.
Granted, now Valley City will be going to B next year in softball.
So they'll play B anyway.
And they'll be playing B anyway in baseball, softball. Golf, they'll be dropping down to B next year. Golf today, or on Wednesday the 23rd, they're up at King's Walk up in Grand Forks.
Always tricky when there's wind.
We were talking last week. They played on Monday of last week at Village Green.
Yeah.
And kids were saying balls were splashing as they were hitting them on the fairway. It was just horrible conditions, but they played the tournament anyway.
Yeah, I played there on Saturday before that Monday.
Okay.
And, yes, the fairways were a little damp, the frost working its way out of the ground. Greens were really hairy. But I went back later that week and the greens were cut.
Okay.
And they were rolling a lot better, and the fairways were better shape too. It dried up a little better. So, those first meets on the greens and on the fairways are going to be tough.
Yeah, and it was a rough one for all the teams, not just for Valley City.
Yeah.
When you're hitting a water hazard and it's not man-made.
Right.
That's a little too much water.
That's where you work that foot wedge.
Yes.
Kick it out of the water. Yeah, I'm going to hit it where it's dry.
And Valley City State, they're wrapping up their spring sports season. Just about done. Baseball and softball, they're on their final four-game series coming up this weekend. Softball at Mayville State. Actually home on Friday and then at Mayville on Saturday. Baseball heads to Dickinson to wrap up their regular season, and then both conference tournaments getting started next week in Dickinson. Golf is in Bismarck today and tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, for a college open, and that's what's going on for the golfers. And track, they are coming off that, Alcacel invite?
Alcastle, thank you.
Yep. Alcastle in Jamestown, and we had 33 top 15 place finishers for the Viking track and field team. And so track and field is, they have their twilight meet that they have here coming up tonight. It's a twilight meet. It'll start about 3, 4 o'clock.
Running in the dark?
And they'll be, well, they got lights because it's in Lockin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But usually they're done before it gets dark.
Wasn't it like running in the moonlight?
Running in the moonlight.
Yeah, something like that.
So okay, that's what's going
that's,
on.
That's local sports.
That's local sports. But before we go, got a little update on Scott Berry, because Mayville State was in town.
Yeah.
Was
he here?
He was not here, okay. But they said he's doing okay.
Good.
He's tired a lot, he's doing all right. You know, they have him on steroids.
Is he living in Mayville or is he in Fargo?
He's in Fargo, I think, to stay closer to the oncologist.
I'm going to have to look him up.
And but they said things, he's doing okay. He's a rough patch and rough stretch, but he's doing all right. A lot of the players were sporting those shirts that you and I got.
Yeah.
And a lot of them had those Scott Berry number 11 on the back, and that were their warm-up jerseys for Mayville State.
Great.
So that's
Scott,
a quick update.
Keep fighting, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Hottest team in Minnesota right now, I guess, would have to be the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah.
What has turned them around?
Playoffs. Teams just, it's different when you get into the playoffs.
We had a lot of new parts to that team this year with that trade.
Right.
For the Knicks. Towns, and the Knicks. Randall has really fit in nicely now, and he's also a three-point threat.
Yeah.
And the guard, I can't remember his name. It's always a
Conley?
Tough.
Conley? No. That was the only.
The other one from the Knicks.
Oh, that we got from the Knicks. Okay.
Yeah. But they are fitting in, and they got a good bench.
Yeah.
That bench.
That's a key.
It is. It is. When you match up with a team that doesn't have a deep bench, that's where you make the difference.
I would love to see them knock the Lakers off and send LeBron home.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Oh, man. I was watching the game the other night. Oh, does he cry to the refs?
Oh, yeah.
Like he's going to turn it around. Yeah. That was a foul.
Yeah.
What is it with the arms?
Yeah.
Every time a foul, what? Not me.
That's not going to help you any.
Anyway, T-Wolves play tonight. It's Tuesday, and they play tonight, game two. T-Wolves lead 1-0. Minnesota Wild are down 1-0 to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Was it 4-2 last night?
4-2 was there for the first game of that series. And I think game two is tonight.
Is it tonight down in Vegas again?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they got a little gambling in.
Yeah, want to see a couple of shows.
Yeah, see a few shows to fire them up a little bit. Okay, and
we have to?
Yeah, we do. You know what I'm going to say. And what can we say about the Minnesota Twins?
Oh.
No changes yet. I know there have been a lot of player changes. Mm-hmm. We're seeing some rookies come up.
Yep.
I like that one.
I have not watched a Twins game for a long time. Or even listen to it.
Yeah, the Lee kid is pretty good. They had another kid come up, and he went like 2-for-4 in the first game he played. Okay. His first major league hit, first time at bat.
Okay.
With an RBI.
RBI.
There are some bright spots, but I tell you what, some of the old stays, they're not doing it.
They got the White Sox now. I think the
White Sox. And they should beat the White Sox.
They should sweep them, but,
you know.
Thank goodness for the White Sox.
Correa's not hitting.
No.
Buxton's still swinging at that low and outside pitch.
Yeah, and he's trying to go for home runs. They're trying to hit home runs.
Every one of those guys, you got to quit swinging for the fence.
Put the bat
That's
on the
ball. Problem. You know, make contact.
Yeah.
You got to have runners on anyway. You know, if you're going to score big, you can't hit solo home runs all night.
No.
And that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They've got solo home runs because a guy is swinging for the fence and then he strikes out three times.
Doesn't help you. Doesn't help you.
And, you know, they're getting some starting pitching.
Bullpen's
But now
faltering.
The bullpen's falling apart. Jax is falling apart. And they can't throw the and ball from the pitcher's mound to first base. You believe that stuff?
It's funny, they can nail it on a dime from 60 feet 6 inches.
Oh, yeah.
But from the mound to first base, it just it gets in their head, and they can't do it.
I can't.
They might just throw the glove and hope.
I've seen it more this year than any year of the Twins. The whole year they don't do that.
Oh, my goodness.
I think you've done about 3 or 4 of those now.
Yeah.
I tell you.
I'll start picking them up here after here in the end of the month. I'll start watching them.
This is Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday the 22nd. They're 7-15. They're 6 games out of first place.
Yep.
You don't want to slip too far.
I give them Memorial Day. If they're still 5-6 games back or more.
Well, I'd give them a chance.
But as far as their record is concerned, I mean, if they're 10 to 15 games below 500.
Well, yeah, you don't want to get
Rocco's done.
You don't want to get into that 10-23, 10-25, that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, Rocco, I'd be a little nervous right now. That whole staff, I'd be a little nervous.
Get your resumes polished, boys.
All the way up to the general managership. Are the Polads caring anymore?
I think they are not.
I mean. They want to sell it.
Yeah. So why care? Yeah. Why put money into something you're trying to get rid of?
Well, if you want premium price, though, you got to have a team.
You got to have a team. Yeah.
And I would imagine the Twins lease Target Field, right?
Yeah.
Okay. From the city of Minneapolis, probably, or whatever.
The Metropolitan Sports Commission or whatever it is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck, Twins.
Okay, at least take 2 out of 3 from the White Sox.
You know, they did this last year. They were talking about that on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
They did this last year. They reeled off 12 in a row, remember?
Yep.
They were like 7-13.
Yeah.
And then they reeled off 12
went
in a row.
Off and then they were top of the division the rest of the year.
I don't think they have this team, though.
No.
Not this year.
Oh, goodness. We'll see.
Oh, it's tough to be a Twins fan.
It's tough being a Minnesota sports fan, though.
It really is.
You know
just like,
go ahead.
You get your hopes up.
Yeah.
Just like the T-Wolves now. You get your hopes up. They'll probably get smoked the next two.
They'll lose the next 4 games.
Yeah, is it a 4-5 game?
It's a best of 7, I think.
That's too long.
Well, no wonder they play the 4th of July.
It's too long. They could do a 3-game series here, maybe 5 for the conference, and then 7 for.
Yeah, that's what it used to be in Major League Baseball too. But no.
Oh well, gotta have the bucks.
Oh,
gotta have the money. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
On this day in sports.
Yes.
1914, 111 years ago.
Wow.
Babe Ruth,
Ooh,
first professional game as a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
6-hit, 6-0 win. What could we use Babe right now?
Oh, boy.
1915, I hate to dwell on the Yankees, but.
Well, he was with the Red Sox.
I know, that was a Red Sox thing.
In 14.
And here's a Yankee thing. 1915, you're going to like this. New York Yankees don pinstripes and hat in the ring logo for the first time. 1915, that's 100 years ago.
110. I would have been
110, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, 110 years.
That was when the pinstripes came in.
Yeah, pinstripes and the hat in the ring logo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
1954. Here's a trivia question for you. Now, I'm not going to do this week. We'll just do one question this week. But
okay.
1954, NBA adopts 2 rules. Can you tell me? Maybe one of them?
Shot clock?
Yes, 24-second shot clock. The other one?
I'm going to say Okay, let me think. Give me a moment. Okay. And well, they had already stopped doing jump ball after every basket,
right.
Long before that. The dunk?
No.
Oh, because I know that got outlawed at one point. Was it widening the base the lane?
Mm-hmm. Six team foul.
Oh,
rule.
Okay.
Went to six.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, okay. 1970. Oh yeah, 1970. New York Met Tom Terrific Seaver strikes out the last 10 Padres for a total of 19 strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
19. Wow.
Since been broken.
You have 27 potential
right.
batters. You struck out 19 of those
yeah.
guys.
And
eight
I think
guys.
That's still the record for consecutive strikeouts.
That could be too, yeah.
But the
10.
19 it was broken by Clemens.
Okay.
And Kerry Wood.
Mm. And there you have it on this day in sports, Tuesday, April 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity birthdays today. Oh, yeah. And I don't know if he's still showing up at Laker games or not.
Jack?
Jack Nicholson, born on this day, 1937. Do the math on that one.
87, 88. 88.
88
I don't think
today.
He is. I don't think he's
I haven't
been there
seen
for
him.
A couple of years.
The TV camera hasn't been on him.
No.
And he's
I think
not,
there's some health issues with him right
probably
now.
Probably not doing that great.
Yeah.
On this day, 1949, Spencer Haywood. American Basketball Hall of Fame forward, Olympic gold, 1968. NBA championship with the Lakers, 1980. NBA All-Star, 1972-75. ABA All-Star game, MVP, 1970. He's a pretty good ball player,
mm-hmm.
Spencer Haywood.
Spencer Haywood.
I like some of those names back then. Spencer Haywood, Dr. J, Julius Erving. Mm. I mean, those are cool names.
Those are names.
Yeah. Well, and that was the still, ABA. I mean, they were in the ABA.
Yeah, ABA,
that, yeah. Some pretty good players in the ABA back then. Let's see. Oh, I throw in some other ones, too, once in a while for
mm-hmm.
birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Frampton.
All right.
He is 75
today.
I would not have pictured him at
wow.
75.
Hmm. Frampton Comes Alive. Great
Frampton
album.
Comes Alive. I get that album. Terry Francona,
mm-hmm.
born on this day, 1959.
Now a Reds manager.
Still managing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that score, the Reds?
Mm-mm. Which one was that?
The Reds beat the Orioles like 25 to something. And my wife goes, don't they have the 10-run rule? I said, they should.
Yeah, they should, but they don't. Oh, man. I wonder who ended up pitching the rest of that game for the Orioles. You know, from position
well,
player had to come in. And
yeah, every position player probably pitched the last three innings. Oh, man. born on this day, 1986, Marshawn Lynch.
Mm.
Super Bowl, what was it? 43? Super Bowl 43? Seattle Seahawks?
Yeah.
NFL rushing TD leader, 2013 and 14.
And then they don't give him the ball in that
oh,
Super
yeah,
Bowl
yeah.
against New England at the goal line, and they get the throw an interception.
Wow. Could have won it. Anyway, some of the things happening on
Pete
this
Carroll
game.
Overthought that one.
I think so. Sports history. There you have
oh.
it. There is a documentary. I think it's on... one of the sport, maybe it's HBO or something on the Celtics,
okay.
Celtic Town, and it's about the years of the racial thing going on in Boston. I didn't know that the Boston Celtics were the first to bring on a black player in Bill Russell. I did not know that.
He was the first.
He was the first in the NBA.
Okay. Hmm. I did not know that.
I did not either. So... little history there, too.
Well, talk about on this date and basketball.
Yeah.
Go back. Today's the 22nd, so let's go back to the 20th. Oscar Robertson, the Big O.
Yes.
Was playing for, at the time, the Cincinnati Royals. Gets traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. Bob Cousy couldn't get along with him.
Wow.
Because Cousy was the manager, the head coach of the Royals.
Right.
So they trade him to the Bucks. The Bucks were one of the worst teams in the NBA at the time. You don't know, they had this guy named Lou Alcindor.
Yeah.
First year with Oscar Robertson and Lou Alcindor together, they go 66-16 and win the NBA championship, being the Baltimore Bullets in the NBA Finals. And I think they won a couple in a row.
Wow.
But Oscar Robertson, actually, you talk about the ABA.
Yeah.
The ABA and NBA merger happened in 1976. It was supposed to happen 2 years earlier. But Oscar Robertson, they call it the Oscar Robertson rule, he was the head of the Players Association at the time.
For the ABA.
For the NBA.
Oh, NBA, okay.
For the NBA. As a Milwaukee Buck, he was the head of the Players Association, and he fought it. He said, I don't know. This is going to cause a problem with free agency, and there was no free agency at the time in the NBA at the time. This is going to cause a problem with salaries. We got good players already in the league. You're going to bring all these other players in. It's going to water things down. He fought it. And then 2 years later, the merger eventually did happen. And about five or six teams came into the NBA from the ABA.
Wow.
But, yeah, Oscar Robertson was one of the key figures to hold it for a year or two.
Another item that I kind of missed here in our sports section from around the region, more players hitting the transfer portal from NDSU and UND. How about UND? I mean, NDSU's football team, they lost another lineman, starting lineman, and they've lost three, I think, three or four. They lost their running back, starting running back. And it's, I look at this whole thing, and I'm just going to wonder, what's going to happen in 5 years? What's going to happen to some of the lower-level NCAA teams?
Mm-hmm.
All they are is going to be a farm team.
They're a feeder program.
They're a feeder program for the big schools.
Right.
And, of course, the Eagle staff kid, he did sign with Virginia.
Because it wasn't going to be South Carolina originally.
Yeah, he opted out of that one.
Okay, he's going to be.
And then it was Kentucky or Virginia.
Okay.
I think it was Virginia, yeah.
Yeah.
So he went with Virginia.
Okay. College players are becoming like professionals.
Yeah.
They're getting paid to do this.
Well, did I tell you the one about Kansas State? I told you about that?
I think you mentioned
the quarterback, Avery Johnson.
Right.
Sophomore last year. A true sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
Will Howard left to go to Ohio State. I guess he did pretty well there.
He did okay.
They won the championship.
National championship.
I don't know what he got when he left to go to Ohio State. I'm sure he got some pretty good money. But Avery Johnson got $2 million. When Will Howard left, he got $2
million. From K-State?
For K-State. Well, now this year, and he had an average year. He looked better as a freshman than he did as a sophomore.
Okay.
The word out there is that he has been offered $4.5 million from Tennessee. And the coach there is from Aberdeen.
Heupel.
Josh Heupel. Yes.
Played at Oklahoma.
Yes.
Heisman winner, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, he's an Aberdeen kid.
So they were going to offer him $4.5 million. He might have to give up his vet, though, because the Corvette is part of one of the donors' dealerships.
Okay, K-State.
Yeah, they're letting him use that. So he might have to give up he might have to buy his own vet.
Yeah, you might have to get $4.5 million. Well, I think you can afford it.
I think you could, too.
But speaking of college football, the draft is Thursday, NFL draft.
Yeah.
And we have a young man that's going to be watching it closely, Mr. Gerhardt. Riley Gerhardt is going to be watching the draft closely.
Okay. Does he have an agent?
I would imagine. If not, maybe you and I could take that.
We could do that.
You know, but I have a message into him.
Nice.
I messaged mom yesterday, say, hey, is Riley going to be in Grand Forks or in Valley during the draft? She said, as of now, he plans on being in Valley during the draft.
What do you think he'd play in the NFL?
Where?
What, yeah.
I could see him being he could be a linebacker, maybe an outside linebacker,
right.
An edge rusher type guy because he's quick. I think he's still a little too big to be a corner or a safety.
Yeah, maybe not quick enough.
Right. I would say he'll be a linebacker.
Okay.
That's where I could see him.
And everybody's underestimated that kid ever since he's been out of high school.
Absolutely.
You know, they see film on him. Ah, he's maybe just a little small, or he's not quick enough. But you can't measure heart. Mm-mm. You cannot measure heart.
And work ethic.
And, yes. And that kid has it. I mean, he doesn't give. He doesn't give up.
No.
He's coming at you all the time at 150%.
So I would like to know, when was the last time a Valley City athlete, outside of a Jeff Boshi,
that was a VCSU wide receiver.
Was it Battle?
Battle.
Steve Battle.
Yes. He was looked at the NFL draft or got looks anyway.
Right.
I don't know if he ever got drafted, but he might have tried the free
agency. Louis Quiones was a running back here for the Vikings just a handful of years ago for VCSU. He went to a few camps, never drafted, but went to a few camps.
We do have one that lives in Valley City. You know him well, Rob Hunt.
Right, yeah.
Indianapolis Colts.
Right. And played for the Broncos, Colts.
Yep.
So we'll keep an eye on things here. On Thursday is when the draft starts. It's Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah.
And keep an eye on that to see if they call his name.
Even if he doesn't make it, there's always the free agency.
Undrafted free agency. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And we're going to see some Bison players. I wonder if the quarterback, Cam.
Cam.
I think he'll get a shot at it.
Oh, he may.
I don't know if he's...
But he's not like an Easton Stick or a Carson Wentz or definitely not Trey Lance.
No, I don't know if he's starting caliber, but maybe
backup,
you know, practice quarterback. I don't know. Anyway,
but NFL draft coming up, so we'll keep an eye on it because it'd be kind of fun to
from
see
from Green Bay this year.
What's
the
that?
Draft is from
it's
Green
in,
Bay?
Yeah, it's in Green Bay. Yeah. Well, of course, they can have it in April in Green Bay because it'll be nice.
Right. It's not snowing. Well.
Careful. It's snowing in Canada right now.
They might get snow this weekend.
I love it. Yeah, it'll be at Lambeau. It'll be at Lambeau.
Make you feel at home.
Exactly. You're going to talk football at Lambeau. It's got to be snowing.
Yeah, Vince Lombardi's laughing.
He's like, oh, I'll watch. I'll show you guys.
I'll show you guys. You'll never have it here again. Not in my house.
Not in my yard, man. Not in my backyard.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, goodness. That's good.
Good stuff. Trivia question.
Okay.
Here we go. I was feeling rock and roll. I was feeling the rock last night.
Okay.
Putting this together. So what Police tune? Remember the Police? Sting?
Oh, the group. I do know the other ones, too, but...
That's, you know them too well.
That's another story altogether. Yeah. We're on a first name basis.
I don't know if any of them are listening, but if they are, they're
I'll
rolling.
I'll tell them. You might want to listen to this.
And we gave you a shout out, the VCPD.
Oh, man. Anywho.
Oh, well, anyway. Yes, the Police. What song features the lyric? There's a little black spot on the sun today. There's a little black spot on the sun today.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Remember that one?
The harmony that you did.
Okay.
I think I got
it. Just the verse there. Okay, so the Police song.
There you go.
We'll give you the answer next week on that. There's a little black spot on the sun today. The Police, led by Sting.
Nice.
Very good group in the 80s.
Yeah.
I like those guys.
And they were around for a few years, and then Sting just took
Sting
off.
Sting broke away.
Well, and Copeland, I think, he was their bass player, but he has written some music, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they all go after their own little thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll throw you the quote of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Never give up. Today is hard. Tomorrow will be worse. But the day after tomorrow... will be sunshine. Never give up, though.
Anonymous?
Yeah. Never give up. Today is hard. Tomorrow will be worse. But the day after tomorrow,
be sunshine.
Yeah.
I love it. That's good. I like that one.
Keep that in mind.
I love that.
Yes. Riley, good luck.
Yes. Going to keep an eye on him.
We'll keep an eye on our hometown kid.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
That is very
always
cool.
Had fun watching all those kids.
Yeah.
They just have a special ticker that makes them tick.
Yeah.
I think it's mama.
Well, it's part of it's family. It's family. Upbringing.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh. Jason and Kristen, absolutely.
And they're great kids.
Yep, all three of them.
Yeah. That is that Toast is and Jam for this week, Paul. Any final words?
Boy, it's spring has sprung. Good luck here when you hit the links tomorrow.
We do senior it tomorrow. Open. That's right. Senior, yeah, the senior tour gets underway tomorrow.
Not senior open, yeah.
Yeah, and first day at work, back again, part-timer. Yeah, back into radio.
Oh, nice.
Back into radio, doing some sales.
Okay.
KFGO.
Yeah.
I'll throw that in there. Well, a little plug for KFGO.
Nice.
Seeing some people that you know. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I was in the lobby yesterday.
Okay.
Waiting for some more paperwork. You know, when you start a job, yeah, you start a job, you got to go through about three chapters of paperwork.
A ream of paperwork.
Yeah, but it's all good, though. But who shows up? Todd Olson, AD, Fargo Schools.
Okay.
You know Todd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he said, hey, what you doing? I said, well, we moved in October, and I says, I still go back to Valley once in a while, do the podcast with Paul. And he goes, oh, I know that guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Todd Olson, been there 13 years.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
Yeah. Been the
Fargo
he's
AD.
He's a Cavalier boy, isn't he?
He is a Cavalier basketball. Boy. And he was a Mr. Basketball.
Mr. Basketball, yeah. Yep.
Exactly. Oh, the people you don't, the people you run into.
Yeah.
You know, and here's one for you. We're walking around and this one lady in sales introduces herself.
Mm-hmm.
We get talking. She's from Lemoore.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents are from the Culm, Fredonia area.
Okay.
She starts rattling off names, and her grandpa is a brother to my grandpa.
So you two are related.
We're related. How does that work?
That is a small world.
I tell you, that's not right. It just doesn't. But it's just really weird how you run into people that you either know or they know somebody, and we are in a small
and the
world.
Connection happens.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Paul.
You betcha.
And again, where can you find us, Toast and Jam? You know, you got to
go to Spotify, you go to Apple Podcasts, or go to toastandjam.com.
Yes.
And again,
Subscribe.
Please subscribe to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we really do. Thanks again to our super terrific executive producer. I got to throw that super terrific in there. Eric Kringley, thank you so much. And hope you're on the mend. I imagine you'll be playing tennis here pretty quick.
He's getting close.
Oh, he's getting antsy, I'm sure.
I'm sure he is, yeah.
Now, they are sure playing it in the Fargo-Moorhead area out there. Boy, the courts are busy. Mm-hmm. Pickleball, is that crazy or what? It's just really nuts. There are people playing pickleball all the time. I can't do it.
No.
I don't have the knees anymore.
No, so. I'm not. No, I'm not either.
Okay. Am I missing anything?
Not a thing right now.
Yeah, golf tomorrow. I did golf this weekend in Washburn.
Yeah, and?
Not too bad. Okay. They're dry out there.
Yeah.
They didn't get the snow that we had, you know, that heavy wet stuff. So they're really dry.
They're really dry.
A lot of people in the fields already digging around.
Nice.
So it's happening.
Good.
From the 1047 Studios, Toast and Jam saying bye-bye.